Blog Talk Radio.
Israelites, with your host, the seer of Seed Royal.
To the four corners of the globe, praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah.
Went down to the river Jordan, where John baptized three. When I hope the devil to hell, if John had baptized me. I say, roll, my soul will rise, Lord, to the hill. Well, some say John was a Baptist, some say John was a Duke, but I say John was a preacher, cause my Bible says so too. I say, roll, my soul
gone, there'll never be another black messiah unless we create him.
We'll be right back.
strong in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that we may be able to stand in the wild of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against
And now, Voices of the True Israelites, with your host, the Seer of Seed Royal.
To the four corners of the globe, praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah.
Yahuwah.
Live Yahuwah's radio special edition called Thursday Evening. Worldwide international radio broadcast is now on the air. Special edition called Thursday Evening. Adios, by name, your seer, Israel, of Seed Royal. We're doing a series called Unlocking the Biblical Mysteries of the Bible, Part 43, and we're just going to scroll down the international side and see you all join us and get ready for another episode, part 43. All right, live broadcast, special edition Thursday evening. All right, good. Let's throw down the international side and we'll get a little peep and see who all in the room. And one thing about it, this is a job for those that's gonna step the game up in Yahuwah. In Yahuwah's what? Covenant. Covenant seed right. So they got it written over there in Nehemiah 2:10, the world got a problem when somebody comes to show the true way of the children of Israel. The world got a problem. And that's in Nehemiah 2, verse 10. So everything in Scripture got to be fulfilled. So that's just the way it is. 2, verse 10 in Nehemiah tell that story. So when the light is to be turned on the people that have been in gross darkness, don't think you're not going to have resistance big time. But this when we both find out what you made of when it comes down to some dust, says Yahuwah. Good. On the international side, all the slots are still 195 international countries. And what's flashing out of New York, New York on the international side, 161792. 161792. So we got a memo saying Mr. Tibbs be a few minutes late. So what we'll do is go and get something going on, although we are a few minutes late too. But that's by design of the hidden hand. All right, let's see if we find Brother Yahdai Israel. We'll get something going on, see if we find him. And we'll find him when you meet your brother. When a loud voice on the special edition called Thursday evening, you say, ever lead teacher, Brother Yahdai Israel. God bless you, Seed Royal.
God bless you, Seed Israel. Seed Royal. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yahuwah, they overlooking. We got message. Mr. Kidd be a few minutes late, so we should get something going on. And so we'll go right on, get up some Luke. Chapter 12, verse 12. See what we can get going on there, Brother Yahdai Israel. Come on.
Book of Luke, chapter 12, verse number 12 reads, "For the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour to say."
The righteous spirit will teach you what you ought to say, but I didn't punch that down for that coded memo based upon Roe Jordan Roe. See, the people that was enslaved, they have to have coded words to be saying. And same thing when Yahuwah came in the body, he had to have coded words to be saying, knowing that you know how to go back and peep at what he's saying. See, he knew that you knew how to peek back because you was raised in the understanding of his word. And that same thing today, coded words to say it today, but you got to know how to go back and peep at what they really saying. And that's what we're going to do. We're going to see, can we unmask what was really said out that song, Roll Jordan Roll. We got to go back and peep at it and tie it in through scripture, because these times is for us to understand that coded words is now time to be decoded in your head to understand what you got to do in this time. Luke chapter 12, verse 12. Brother Yahdai Israel, let's see if we can get some more going on. I need me a double here to that come out.
Book of Luke chapter 12, verse number 12 reads, "For the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you ought to say."
Excellent. In that very same hour, the righteous spirit will teach you what you ought to say. And you have to be able to know how to meet those, whatever they are. You need, once I put that spirit on you, you better meet whoever, wherever they are. And that's when you know you got it. And that's what Nat Turner was saying. He knew he had a special gift, but he couldn't figure out what it were. But he knew he was raised from the womb to do something. So you have to recognize when that spirit is on you, and when you turn to your left and to your right and see that, you know, I can decode that. That's come easy for me to do that. So when something comes easy for you to do, that means that is your calling. See, now once you recognize the things that come real easy, well, you got nothing to say but just get at it. That's your calling. So they want some heads to roll over there in, they call, Jordan is called, now called the Middle East. They said, look here, their soul feels much better when we hear wherever we at, some heads is rolling over there in the Middle East. That was Jordan there. You know, so they said, we'll even rest better once we get revenge. Matter of fact, let's go to the 18th chapter. See now, he said, yeah, see, and that sounds pretty good. Now let's go in and let's get busy. Let's run to Luke chapter 18 behind that table, verse 1. See, that's how you do. You wait till those mental spirit kick in, and then you know, and he, when he ready to release you, then you go right on take care of business. You don't ask questions, you just dive on into it. We're going to the 18th chapter of the book of Luke, and we'll pick up at verse number 1. Listen to this, what he got saying, but look what Yahweh says at the end of it in verse number 8. We'll pick it up at 8:1 down to verse 8. We'll open up the special edition Thursday evening in the book of Luke. Chapter 18, 1 through 8. What did I say that, Brother Yahdai Israel?
The book of Luke, chapter 18, verse number 1 through 8 reads. Book of Luke, chapter 18, verse number 1 reads. You speak a parable unto them to this end. The men ought to always pray and not to faint. Verse 2. Then there was in a city a judge. Fear not Yahweh, neither regarded me. Verse 3. There was a widow in that city. She came unto him, saying, "Avenge me of mine adversary." Verse number 4. He went not for a while, but afterwards he said within himself, "Though I fear not Yahweh, nor regard me." Verse 5. "If because this widow troubleth me, I will avenge her. If by her continual coming, she weary me." Verse 6. Yahweh said, "Hear what the unjust judge say." Verse 7. "Shall not Yahweh avenge his own elect, which cry day and night unto him, though he bear long with them?" Verse 8. "I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find covenant keepers on the earth?"
Ain't that so? He said, yeah, okay. But when Yahweh come, how is he going to find you when he comes. And that big, now that big talk with that brother Yagdai Israel. He said, yeah. He's okay. You want revenge. You want me to step up and do some things to you. But do you know what's written in the book, that book, Nahum, verse 1, 9, and 12? Do you know what's written in Nahum, chapter 1, verse 9 and 12? He said, okay, is that what you want? You want me to come down and give you vengeance? Huh? But look what he says if he give you vengeance. 1, 9, and 12. What it say in 1, 9, Nahum 1, 9, and 12, Brother Yagdai Israel? And I'll be over here in Isaiah waiting on you.
Book of Nahum, chapter 1, verse number 9, verse number 12 reads. Book of Nahum, chapter 1, verse number 9. Will do your magic against Yahweh. You will make another end. Affliction shall not rise up the second time. Verse number 12. The say of Yahweh, though they be quiet, and likewise many, thus shall they be cut down, and he shall pass through. So I have afflicted you, I will afflict you no more.
See, you have to know that when I help you this time, that means you're not going back to what got you in this situation you're in right now. Huh? You clear what it says in the 13th chapter 8 through 10 of Jeremiah. See, that means you're going to be clear that you know what he's saying in the 13th chapter, verse 8, 9, and 10. What he said in Jeremiah chapter 13, verse 8, 9, and 10. What is he saying?
The book of Jeremiah chapter 13, verse number 8 through 10 reads. Book of Jeremiah chapter 13, verse number 8 reads. Jeremiah 13, verse number 8. Then the word of Yahweh came unto me, saying, verse number 9. The say of Yahweh, after this manner will I mar the pride of Yahdai Judah, great pride of the southern kingdom. Verse 10, this evil people, which refuse to hear my words, which walk in the imagination of their mind, and walk after others, false Yahweh, to serve them, to worship them, shall even be good, which is good for nothing.
See, the reason you sang these songs and got these songs down and you scattered to every nation of the sun, because you refuse to hear my words, which is my covenant. Fuse to be not only a hero, but a 213 of Romans. He said, you refuse, you hear my words, but I don't see no sign of you being a Romans 213. What it says 213?
Book of Romans 2, verse number 13 reads, but not the years of the Torah instruction, but the doers of the total instruction shall be justified.
You say the ones that not only hear the words, you got to be a doer of the words. We clear that you are hearer of the words. We got no problem with that part. But when we come on the network, that everybody around the world alarm goes off and say it is V-O-T-T-Y time, voices of the true Israelites. We clear that is, I believe, half of the people in the White House stop and say, wait a minute, it's voices of the true Israelite time. And they got their earplugs on too. So we clear that you hearing this word, but we waiting on the doers of the word to step to the place. Huh? The doers. And then we'll tell you the next move. Yeah, we know you learn a few things, and you got a lot of comments. But when it comes down to the part that what he said, that when he do come, will he find you keeping the covenant? See that? When he do come, how is he going to find you? Look at it as the music of cherubs. 10 cherubs, 11 peoples, or 12. when the music stops, if you're not in a seat, you lost. They move North Chapter way. You know how the game go. But the point we're saying, Yahweh is telling you plainly that in Isaiah 35 verse 1, he's making it plain to you. 85 verse number 1, he's saying something to you. And then we skip down to verse 8. Because as whoever played that song a little while ago, you is waiting on the kingdom, and you going up to that kingdom in heaven. Your eyes is going up in a way. Is that right? But what did Yahweh say in Jeremiah chapter 10, verse 1 and 2 about that looking up in the way? What did he tell Jeremiah raised out of the womb about that looking up in the way? Huh? Do you know he got something written about looking up in the way? And Jeremiah 10, 1 and 2, what he got, Brother Yahweh?
The book of Jeremiah 10, verse number 1, verse number 2 reads. Look at Jeremiah 10, verse 1. Hear the word which Yahweh speaketh unto you, O family of Yahweh. Learn not the way of the nation, heathen. And be not dismayed at the signs of heaven, for the nation, heathen, are dismayed at them.
He said, I don't even want you looking up there. He said, I don't want you even looking up there. I want you to be looking right down in 34:17. He said, this is what I want you to do. He said, now, this is what I want you to do. I want to make sure you are Isaiah 34:16. What do you say in Isaiah 34:16? This is where I want your eyes at, in 34:16. What do you say that, Brother Yahweh?
The book of Isaiah 34, verse number 16 reads, think you out of the book of Yahweh and read. No one of these shall fail, nor I shall want her mate. For my mouth it has commanded, and his spirit it has gathered them.
You see that? So you see what he wants you to do? He wants you to look down in this book and read. See, not trying to get you away to look up and away. He wants you to look down in this book. And then when you look down in this book, you're gonna run across Wisdom of Solomon in 18 verse 7. See, if you look down in this book, you'll run into Wisdom of Solomon 18 verse 7. What does it say?
The book of Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 18, verse number 7 reads, book of Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 18, verse number 7. Wisdom of Solomon 18, verse 7. 12 of your people was accepted, both the salvation of the righteous and the destruction of the enemy.
He said, your people's got to accept something. He said, now what your people's got to accept. He said, let me tell you something. What you got to accept something. What do you say you got to accept? See, what you're trying to do is you trying to show where you can make this move. But Yahweh said, no. This don't happen till you accept something. What you got to accept there, Brother Yahweh Israel? Read that again, what you got to say.
Book of Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 18, verse number 7 reads, so of your people was accepted both the salvation of the righteous and the destruction of the enemies.
Now see that. Now you the man saying. Now he's saying, you can't order water and said, hold back the wet, come with it. So he said, that's what you got to do. So now that verse was pulled. And Luke chapter 1, verse 68, and let's see what that means. You got to accept something, and we're going to find out in verse 72, but we're just going to walk you up to it in Luke chapter 1, 68 down to verse 72. We're going to walk it right down to you and see what it's saying. Now, he said, you got to accept something. And we coming back to, matter of fact, let's get that out the way and show you the reward of it. Let's go back to Isaiah again. We come right back and tie that in. Let's go back to Isaiah 35, verse 1, and we'll skip down to verse number 8. 35, verse 1 and 8 of Isaiah. He said, let me tell you something. You won't need combat, right? You want heads to roll in the Middle East, right? You want all this to happen, right? But when I come, will I find you doing? Because you know what he said. Hold that point. He made a profound statement there, Brother Yajah, here to read a book of Matthew. He said, let me tell you something. I know you like to talk about your bloodline and all that good stuff. He said, well, but then he made a profound statement behind that too. He said, I know you love to talk about your bloodline. Now, that's a good thing. He said, you got choice blood. But he said something that he able to do. He able to do a 3, verse number 9. He able to drop a 3, verse 9 whenever he get ready. What it say in 3, verse 9 of the book of Matthew?
Book of Matthew, chapter 3, verse number 9 reads, Matthew chapter 3, verse number 9. A thing not to say within yourself. We have Abraham to our father. So I say unto you, that Yahweh is able of these stones to raise up Abraham.
Okay, and so what's the solution to that in verse 10?
Verse number 10. Now also the axe is laid unto the root of the tree, and for every tree is bringing that forth good fruit, hewed down and cast into the fire.
Take that something. Now you see what that was? Now you know what that was right there. That was another one who was called code words, but it was decoded by the dog that had an ear to hear. Now, here's the man said, remember, all we can remember is captivity in February month. We can't remember never when we got a lick in anyway, right? So the reason they out there, way out there, wherever they are, saying about they want the head of Jordan to roll, but he told you in the 28th chapter, verse 45 through 50. But look what he told you. Do you know what he told you in the 28th chapter? Verse 45 through 50, he told you something. What did he say? Look what he says. In Deuteronomy 28, matter of fact, read verse 15, make it sound good, then skip down to 45 through 50. He says something to you. You playing that song, Roll, Jordan, Roll. See, you're getting them ready for the February month. When you can stand on a big stomping and look down and at them hollering, you know, do something for me, you know. See, that ain't the message that B-O-T-T-Y. We're going to show you and tell you like in last night's lesson where it was, where you are falling from. See, if you had a clue where you have fell from and the reason why you got the same these songs of Roll, Jordan, Roll, it's because you don't remember who you are. You don't remember where you fell from. You don't remember what your forefathers gave you, a covenant agreement. You don't have no recollection of that. See, until you remember, he ain't going to remember. What you mean where that at? Pull that phone. Let me pull that out there, bro. Let me get it out the way. So we clear that we already know how the other hands work. Because we can watch you. See, we ain't got to watch that one eye Satan at no time. We look right at the page of the book and pick you like a ticket. We know what you own. But we know what Yahweh said in the 26th chapter. He said something in Leviticus 26 there, Brother Yahshua Israel. He made a profound statement. And we want to hear what he says. Let's see what he says in 26. We're talking about the remembrance thing. He said, verse 41, and 42. Let's see what he says in Leviticus 26, verse 41 and 42. Let's see what he says there, Brother Yahdai Israel.
Leviticus chapter 26, verse number 41. Verse number 42 reads, Leviticus 26, verse 41. That I also have walked contrary unto them, and brought them into the land of their enemies. Then their uncircumcised mind be humble. They then accept of the punishment of their sin. Verse 42. Then will I remember my covenant with Israel, also my covenant with Isaac, also my covenant with Abraham, will I remember, and I will remember the land.
You're the man, just said. He said, I ain't remember nothing till you remember something. He said, I'm just going to act like I don't remember nothing you saying until you remember what you got to remember. He said, do you know you got some remembrance to do? He said, when are you going to start remembering the covenant? Then I will remember what I told Abraham, Isaac, and Israel. Then I'm going to remember the land once you remember. See, there's two types of people that Yahweh is saying. A covenant keeper and a non-covenant keeper. Long as you're a non-covenant keeper, Yahweh don't remember that. But when you're a covenant keeper, he start remembering. He said, oh, there's a covenant keeper right there. I see the Sabbath day keep, the fifth, the feast day keep, the princes is wine. They make their decision according to covenant. Oh, let me see what they working with. And then the Spirit said, well, I got the report on them. When it come down to what you got on table, they step on out there. Who was that? Oh, that six anointed camps called B-O-T-T-Y. Bosses of the Jews, right? Yeah. Well, let me tell you some more about them a little bit later. What else they doing when it come down to my word? Because he says plainly in the 35th chapter there, Brother Yahdai Israel, he got something for you in 35:1. See, remember the song that so happened was played again, Roll Jordan Roll. See, they is looking for an up, up, and away experience. But I noticed that some things were left out. You can't order the water and say, well, I don't want it wet, but I want to drink some water. It don't work like that. You got to eat this road. Look what it says in 35 verse 1. But what the prize of it is, 35:1.
Book of Isaiah 35, verse number 1 reads, the wilderness and the solitary place shall be glad for them, and the desert shall rejoice and blossom as a rose.
Now hold that point. Boy, you ready? Now look at that. Now how you get an up, up, and away out of that? See, the song is a up, up, and away song. But he's telling the seer that this thing gonna happen in the desert. It ain't no deserts up, up, and away, see, right? The place where you going to is to this desert. And in this desert, everything is already there waiting on you to get your mind right. But your mind cannot be on you leaving here going up, up, and away. But he tell you over there in 21:3, he coming down. And you going up, you're going to miss it. So you see, you got to get your mind right first. But he tell you plainly, I don't care how good you is. Look what it said in verse 8.
Isaiah 35, verse number 8. And the highway shall be vet and a way. It shall be called the way of righteousness. The unclean shall not pass over it, but it shall be for those, the wayfaring man, the fools shall not err therein.
No fools that is not going to be there. And what that means? And what make you a fool according to the Bible? What make you a fool according to the Bible? Then we can read now. Come back and read verse 9 and 10. Let's go see and read what make you a fool according to the Bible now. Before you start, I got the phone down on silence anyway. But Before you are, what make you a fool that we can read? Let's see what make you a fool according to the Bible. We're going to the 22nd chapter of the book of Matthew, verse 29. Let the Bible tell you what makes you a fool according to the Bible, not according to the six and long accounts. We're going to see what makes you a fool that you can read in 22, verse number 22, 29. What make you a fool? Let Yahweh tell it. You believe him? Let's see what he say in 22, 29.
The book of Matthew, chapter 22, verse 29 reads, Yahweh the Son answered and said unto them, you do error, not knowing the scripture, nor the power of Yahweh.
You see the man saying? He said, that will make you a fool. Because you're erring because you don't know the scriptures. You don't know the scriptures. Because out there in Jamaica, they do so much things that's contrary to the scripture because they bring in what Yahweh said he ain't got ain't no happiness on in verse 32.
Verse number 32. Book of Matthew 22. Verse number 32 reads, Book of Matthew. Chapter 22, verse number 32. I am Yahweh of Abraham, Yahweh of Isaac, Yahweh of Israel. Yahweh is not the Yahweh of the dead, but of the living.
You hear that? See, Yahweh is the Yahweh of the living. Everybody got a role to play. Marcus Garvey had a role to play. He's dead. Bob Marley had a role to play. He's dead. Nat Turner had a role to play. He dead. But guess who alive? The six anointed camps of voices of the children's life. So you see the difference? So he's the Yahweh of the living. Now, all the names I mentioned, who alive? The six anointed camps of voices of the children's life? Nat Turner, Bob Marley, Marcus Garvey. He said, I'm the Yahweh of the living. Guess who around now as we speak? The six anointed council of voices of the true Israelite. That's who around. That's where you're supposed to be geared into. Not bringing up, you learn from what they did, but he says, I'm the Yahweh of the living. Now, who alive and well? It's the six anointed council bosses of the Jerusalem. That's where you folks are supposed to be in. But as we speak. Now let's run to Luke, chapter 1, 6-8 through 72. And let me show you something, what he said. Now we read in the Wisdom of Solomon 18, verse 7. He said, you got to accept both. You can't be a big-time prayer warrior unless you accept both. You got to want the head of Jordan to roll. True enough, the one that's over there in the land and on balls there. But all the reason they're there because of your disobedience. Matter of fact, we didn't read that that Deuteronomy 15. See what we said. Let me get that the way that he's coming here. Then we see the elder. We bring the elder in and let you know we bring his broadcast. Now, in Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 15, then we'll look at verse 25. Then we'll look at verse number, whatever we did, said 45 to 50. We'll look at 45 to 50. And matter of fact, I'll put 59 in there. Matter of fact, jump off 59 before you read any of it. put 59 on the table, see. Okay. Brother Yagdai, before you read anything, let's drop 59 on the table. The 28th chapter, verse 59, what that say? I want to hear
it. Right.
Yes, sir.
Book of Deuteronomy, chapter 28, verse number 59 reads, the Yahweh will make your plagues wonderful, plagues of your seed, even great plagues, and of a long continuance, sore sicknesses, and of a long continuance.
60.
60.
So he's now remember, now look, on your dresser, you got pills from Dr. Cook. If you got pills from Dr. Cook, then you know that's, that applies to you. You taking Doc Cook's pills? Mm-hmm. You doing it right now? You got to have Doc Cook pills, right? You see that verse 59? You hear what he said, didn't he? And he'll tell you why in verse 6.
Book of Deuteronomy 28, verse number 60. Well, we will bring upon you all the diseases of Mizraim, through the word Egypt, which I was afraid of. They shall cleave unto you.
Mm-hmm. But I'm still missing me a hit. Bag up to 58. They're not bag. So all is going to be on you, that four sides and the one. But guess what? All is going to be on you because of 58. Now, this is the reason why all is going to be on you. And if this fits you, examine yourself. Verse 58.
Deuteronomy 28, verse 58 reads. If thou would not observe to do all the words of this Torah instruction that are written in this book, thou mayest fear this great and fearful name, Yahuwah, your Yahuwah.
Ain't that stuff? Did you hear what the man just said? How many letters is that?
Four letters. YHWH.
So this is up to you. So the end of the day. Everything starts with the name. The name has to always be in front of you. If the name ain't in front of you, you ain't got nothing coming. But the name is not going to be in front of you unless you got him right. Like he said in the 18th chapter, he said, yeah, when I come, is he going to be a covenant keeper? Because I can turn the stones into Israelites. He said, but I'm only coming for the covenant keepers. So if you're not a covenant keeper, what you deserve to come for? If you're not keeping the covenant, you ain't got nothing coming. We started telling you this all over the known world. If you ain't got the name right, you ain't got nothing coming. I don't care if you can find your $10 and your picket fence. You got his name right. You got the covenant right. You in. If you don't have it, you out. It's just a matter of time. Simple as that. That what a man's saying. Now, look what he said in Deuteronomy. Now we're going back to 28 verse 15 and 45 through 50. Listen real good what the man is saying. He's talking to Moses eyeball to eyeball. He said, Moses, you know, you're in the place of me right now. He said, yeah, I know. Well, then you put down what I tell you to put down then. And you make it plain what he's saying. 28 verse 15 and skip down to 45 through 50.
Look at Deuteronomy 28 verse 15 reads. Deuteronomy 28, verse 15. But it shall come to pass, if you will not hearken the voice of Yahuwah, your Yahuwah, to observe to do all his Torah instructions, his statutes, shall command you this day, and all these curses shall come upon you and overtake you.
Verse
25 reads, Yahuwah shall cause thee to be smitten before thy enemy. Shall go out one way against them, flee seven ways before them, shall be removed into all the kingdoms of the earth.
Here's the man just said. Now you see the man just said. Now, who that fit? Who do that fit? If you're not going to keep the covenant, you're going to be removed into all the countries of the earth. You know what he said? And not only that, you will have Isaiah 26, we read 45 on you. And not only that, you're going to be identified by being a Acts 26. He said, you will be identified from the pages of the book by being an Acts 26. Now, what it says in Acts 26. Now, how are we going to be identify you? We're going to be identify you from Acts 26. Let's see what he says. Verse 1.
Book of Acts.
And 2. Now, watch this. Now, watch what he got written in Acts 26, verse 1 and 2. Now, tell me who this is. What it say?
The book of Acts, chapter 26, verse number 1. Verse number 2 reads, Acts 26, verse 1. Then Agrippa said unto Paul, you are permitted to speak for yourself. Then Paul stretched forth his hand and answered for himself. Verse 2. think myself happy, King Agrippa, because I shall answer for myself this day before you, that in all the things whereof I am accused of Yahdad Judah.
Hear the man said. You see what Esau told him? He said, Paul, you committed to speak. You see what we're going to say up front? Now, that's why we have to sing in cold words and everything. Now, you got to be committed to speak. Then, you know what your statement is? I'm happy you let me speak. I'm very happy, King Agrippa, you let me speak. You see what you're going to pay up for? And now you're looking for a prayer month where you can get your rag and cry, and then the little midget stand on a big box and stand tall and they look at you and see, you say, and look at you. You see, everybody look forward for the water holes and the dogs and the moaning and groaning. You see that? You see it? And you now, you love it. You love to have it so. You got to hide your, you know, hide your books and everything else. You got to speak in cold words. Don't you know, this ain't the way it was designed to do. He said, all this going to happen to you when you walk away from me. That's what the man is saying. Isaiah 59, 1 and 2. The man is telling you, all this is going to happen to a people when you agreed to do the covenant and you walked away from the covenant. So you got to first get the covenant right. Yahweh ain't intervened till you get the covenant right. Not the numbers right. The covenant right. You got to come back to the agreement. You got to see where you get in, where you fit in it, according to the covenant. Either you a covenant keeper, you in. If you're not a covenant keeper, you out. That's the end of it. That's what Yahweh is trying to tell you. So how you organize it any other way with that the covenant up front? Because the covenant got the name of the four letters on it, YHWH. That's the only way back. All these round table meetings, listen, follow the lead of the six anointed camps of voices of the true Israelites. Because we're going to show you what the covenant is saying. And because we covenant keepers. So we're going to only show you what we'll show you about how relationships go. We'll show you about how to eat to live, how you have your mind right. We'll show you how you make a call in the corner of the covenant. We'll show you all. But you got to have big ears and little mouth and believe the covenant. That's all you got to believe, the covenant. We'll get you there. That's all Yahweh is talking about. When I come, how I'm going to find you? What am I going to find you doing? Wearing pants? I'm going to buy you in the front. Men's wearing dresses? I'm going to buy you in the back. Women's wearing pants? I'm going to buy you in the back. He's telling you what he's going to do to you. Up front. He ain't hiding nothing from you. The blessing is in the fringes. No? So how he going to buy you? You sure you want him to come? What are you reading, Brother Yahdai Israel?
The book of Isaiah 59. Verse number one, verse number two.
What did it say?
Book of Isaiah 59, verse number one. Behold, Yahweh's hand is not short that it cannot save. It is ear heavy that it cannot hear. Verse number two. But your sins are separated between you and your Yahweh. Your sins have hid his face from you that he will not hear.
You see the man said? So all them great songs, roll, joy, and roll. All them old moaning, groan songs. Yahweh ain't hearing none of that. What he gonna hear is when he see covenant keepers. That you wanna get Yahweh's attention? Then remember where you have failed from. And where you have failed from is the covenant. Say right. Now, you want Yahweh to remember? Because the covenant got rules and regulations. You got the rules and regulations of Yahweh? Then he going to tell you in 320, he going to tell you something in 322 of 1 John. Now, if you got his rule, I'm going to tell you just like it is. If you got his rules and regulations, he gonna say something to you in 1 John 3:22. Now see what he say to you. If you got the covenant, watch what he say to you in 3:22. Or
1 John 3:22 reads, whatsoever you ask, you receive from him, because we keep his Torah instructions. Do the things that are pleasing in his sight.
You understand? He said, now ask me something. He said, you keep the covenant? Huh? You the first one in, the last one leave, in the sixth anointing counts? Yeah. You wearing fringes? Yeah. You tithe, pay up, free will off, and donation? You get in where you fit in, you ready to help out in the end? Yeah. Well, what taking you so long to ask me something? Huh? What taking you so long to ask me something then? See? When you line up with the book, one thing he's not going to break is his words, see, right? He's saying, listen, if you're a covenant keeper, you in. If you're not a covenant keeper, you out. I don't care if you can't find your $10. In his mind, you out. And that's the reason why I read that when we get back and teaching on the two brothers. Zorro and Perez. I don't care what Zorro have did. I don't care how many kingship roles he was. First of all, he didn't belong in Japhetic land from the get-go. So when he did came and be King James from Zorro, Judah, guess what he did? He did all that over there. But you remember, he draw back, see, Royal. Yahweh, I told you plainly about this drawback spirit. You want to know what he said again? I ain't your WCC. But we'll read the drawback spirit and we'll read Deuteronomy Bray and L.A. Let me show you about this drawback spirit. In the book of Hebrew, polluted title called Hebrew, let me show what the man got rich. If you got a snatch and grab and a broad drawback spirit, huh? If you was running well, and all of a sudden you join back. Let's see what he got written. This is Zora did. Zora stuck his hand out of the womb. The maiden put the thread around, the red thread around his head. His hand, for whatever means, came back in. Perez leaped right on past him. He leaped right past him. Because his hand, for whatever reason, draw back. Now, if his hand was pulled back, you still don't supposed to let nobody pull your hand back. Matter of fact, he made it plain to you what not to do in Revelation 3:11. What did he say in 3:11 real quick, Mo'yakai Israel? He made it plain. So if that is your conversation about what happened to you, look what the man said in 3:11 that you can read. What it say in 3:11? Mm-hmm. Yeah, what it say?
Look at Revelation 3:11 reads, behold, I come quickly, hold that fast with thy hands, that no man or woman take
your crown. Don't let no man or woman take your crown. Don't let no man or woman take your crown. So if your hand did come out first, the sinners of Judah, Zora, Judah, if your hand was out, what happened to your hand to come back in? Did he pull it back in? If he did, that's on you. Because you don't let nobody take that away from you. Did you know what David said behind that? Hold that point. Let me tell you what David said. David said, I don't care about these piece of kids, this big old house I got. That is no never mind to me. He said, what I don't want you to take away from me is this. Let's see what David said behind that. See, that's how the spirit of Yahweh operates. You don't know where you're going. You just let the spirit of Yahweh tell it. In the 51st chapter, let me show what David said. See, you want to talk about, well, you know, I'm King James. We've sent us Zora. You know, I got a problem with my brother Perez now over there. But I tell you what, you swallow that pride, then you send them scholars over there around Perez then to find out how to put that book together, didn't you? You know why? Because they the one that put the book together for you, King James. Because they from Perez. We are from Perez. You from Zora. If people got to know the difference between, it's not the appearance. It's not the appearance, right? It's the mindset of who you are. We'll find out which one of you are Zorro and Perez when we put this book down on you. We can tell that too. Well, because you look like each other. I mean, you might be the sinners of Zorro. But let me show you what David said. David said, look here. He said, you know, I know you made me king over Israel forever, but I'll tell you one thing. I really appreciate that, Yahweh. But can I say something to you? 51, look what it says in verse 11 and 12. What does it say? Psalms 51, 11, 12, then kick up to verse 10.
The book of Psalms.
Oh, yeah.
The book of Psalms, chapter 51, verse number 11, verse 12, and verse number 10 reads, book of Psalms 51, verse number 11, cast me not away from your presence, take not your righteous spirit from me. Verse 12, restore unto me the joy of your salvation, and uphold me with your free spirit. Verse 10, create in me a clean mind, O Yahweh, and you a right spirit within me.
And that's it. You see the man say it. He said, man, I don't. And that's the same thing that Ned Turner said. He said, man, I don't care about that, but look what y'all got. He said, man, I don't care nothing about, when you get the book on page 134, he said, listen, man, I don't care about that, but look what you y'all got. I don't care about that tobacco you got. And I don't care about all the long conversations. He said, I don't care about all that, you know, that everybody parades you uptown and all these things, about none of that. He said, what I'm about is the word of Yahweh. He said, now, y'all go on down there to the place that I'm going to want y'all to be at. And y'all be there. And I'm going to let y'all go and get yourself all, you know, moved, you know. They had to run there and reread the book. On page 134, and they were discussing death. They was over there on page 134. Then they was there drinking that rum, eating that barbecue. They was eating barbecue and discussing death. He said, "Yeah, you know, we gonna do some big time killing." And they were talking big time death. But then finally, Nat Turner came up there. Nat Turner showed up on them. And, you know, they were discussing death. And he noticed something about old brother named, a new brother there named Will. He said, Will, I'm listening to your conversation. You're talking some good talk. He said, I got a lot of things I need to do with this axe I got. He said, yeah, I like that. And that, he ended up being Nat Turner right-hand man. Because he knew how to take care of business and talk later. See, we got too many talkers. We got no doers. We got a bunch of talkers and no doers. He said, I like you Will, they call him the assassinator, what do you call him? Will the what again, brother? What do you call him again? Will who?
Yeah, the assassinator, I guess.
That's what he called. He said, look here, I like that. You know, he's just like me. I like, you know, I like it when you pop that book real good, when you can preach up that book real good. You know, I like that. When you ain't fumbling all around, I like stuff like that because I know that was a shadow what he did. See, he only done a shadow. But we already know he told in Zechariah 4 verse 6, it's not going to be by might or strength. It's going to be by this word. And the closest one that can talk word is the sixth anointed counsel voice of the true Israelite. That's all one can talk word. I mean just uncut word. You see, we clear about that. See, we know he got that shadow down. He cut some head off real good. But the battle, this battle that we in right now is about you understanding this word. If he find you in the covenant, you in. If he don't find you in the covenant, you out. Matter of fact, we'll read that, and then we'll back away from everything, brother. Y'all do come back in a minute. We'll read that in 13, verse 15. Let me tell you what the man said in verse Isaiah chapter 13, verse 4 and 15. and May the 16th, if I ain't got it in there properly. But he going to tell you, bottom line, this thing right here, he behind everything. And he going to tell you something, is how he going to find you, old musical cherub. How he going to find you, old musical cherub? You're going to find out in a minute. What did he say in 13, verse 4 of Isaiah?
Book of Isaiah, chapter 13, verse number 4 reads, Isaiah 13, verse 4, the noise of a multitude in the mountains, like as of a great people, tumultuous noise of the kingdom of nations gathered together. Yahweh of hosts musters the host of the battle.
So this battle is going to be second as a 6-6. He said, Yahweh musters the battle. What that mean in 2nd Ezra 6:6? What that supposed to mean?
The book of 2nd Ezra 6, verse number 6. Then did I consider these things. They all were made to me alone and to none other. By me also they shall be injured and by none other.
The man just said, see that's that big British talk. I like big British talk. He said, I'm the one started this thing, and I'm going to end. So the only you can watch that one-eyed Satan all you want. That's why the son said, I started this thing, and I'm going to be the one that ended. Now, who you going to believe? I'm the one started it, and I'm going to end. Now, what we reading that, Brother Yahdiah? What verse we reading now? And we're seeking it by our elder and give you a chance to stretch. And then we'll come back and we'll get back to what we left off on. What you reading that, Brother Yahdiah? Yes, sir.
Book of Isaiah, chapter 13, verse 14 and 15. Book of Isaiah, chapter 13, verse 14. There shall be as the chased rope and as a sheep, but no man take it up. They shall every man turn to his own people and flee every one into his own land. Verse 15.
Good. So he's saying right now, on that point right there, he said, I'm going to muster the battle. But every man and woman got turned to their own people. Say, hey, do you know who your own people is? Guess what? If you looking at somebody that's not your own people, they going to have to break away from you, and you going to break away from them. Did you know that's written in that book? So all that crossing up stuff that you got in your mind, guess what? There going to come a time, and all that going to come face to face. Whatever your people is, that's where you got to be. But suppose you don't. Well, I don't see it that way. He said, I ain't a problem. Then here comes the next verse. Then here comes the next verse. Say, okay, we clear. What did it say in the next verse?
Verse number 15. Everyone that is found shall be thrust through. Everyone that is joined unto them shall fall by the sword.
He said, that's up to you. He said, look here, that's up to you. If that's the price you want to pay, no question about it, because another spirit says over there in the 39th chapter, we ain't going to read. He said, look here, we was created to take care of his business. Now, is that our turn now? He said, yeah, it's your turn. He said, well, you will not be disappointed. So the separation is going to be now or it's going to be later. It's going to happen, see, Roy. So it's up to you. Figure it out for yourself. Huh? Everybody got to flee to whatever he is of the 17 nations. Because it got it written over there in Revelation 21. It's going to be all said and done. It will be 12 tribes of Israel spread all over the known world. And if you get to them gates, you got to understand that's how it got to be. But that's going to be a bloodline, 12 tribes. No, not rainbow. See, rainbow ain't going to get it. You're going to find out as time unfolds. Brother Yahdiah Israel, we'll stop it right there for a minute. And we'll see if we find our elder and bring in and see what this program is all about. Let me throw it on the international side so people see who all in the room and give an elder an update. And then he'll take it from there. Let me throw it on the international side and get a little peep again. All the slots still filled, 195 international countries. 161-792. 161-792. Let's find our elder and bring him in, and we'll stretch for a minute, and we'll come right back, and we are on this special edition called Thursday, and we'll get back on it. And the session. That's just the way it is. Remember one thing. It wasn't nothing wrong with Turner. He wasn't nothing wrong. You've been told he was a butcher and a assassinator. No, this man was doing the will of the Yahweh. He might back, he had the spirit of Samuel. You know what Samuel said? Samuel said, a king of Israel, you the first king in the 15th chapter. He said, you got an assignment to do. He said, Yahweh, I want you to do some killing. He said, sinners of Esau, I want you to go over there in the 15th chapter, and I said, I want you to kill everything you see. And he said, I want you to leave nothing breathe. I don't want no man to be alive. I don't want no woman to be alive. I don't want no children alive. Nothing even suck on the breast. Even the one to kick. Take their head off too. That was said over there in the 15th chapter. Then after the thing was all over, Samuel and Saul come dancing up to him. Hey, I've done everything you told me to do. He said, yeah. He said, why are these these sheep bleeping in my ear then? Huh? And you got the king there too? He said, well, you know, I feared the people. He said, man, get away from me. He said, tell that king come in for a minute. That's over there in the 15th chapter. You read for yourself. And the king knew, oh, well, I see now death I'm passed by. And he said, no, give me that sword you got. King and Samuel got to cut them up everywhere, thin as the bologna used to buy back in the day. You know that thin bologna used to go where it's cut your bologna right off the top, just cut it down real thin, like how you want it. Thin bologna. That's what Samuel the seer did. So I know that Nat Turner read that in that book. So he thought that was his hand, but he was a shadow. But you prepare yourself for the voices of the true Israelite to come show you that this thing ain't going to be by you cutting off the head. You got to cut the head. You can cut the head off with the word of Yahweh. Well, now, that's why I read in Zechariah. But you did the shadow. You did your part. You showed how a shadow of things going to be. I think now to get your mind right, because it's going to happen, see, right? If you're not going to line up with this book, it's going to happen to you. If you're not a covenant keeper, you lose. I'm going to find our elder and bring him in now, and we're going to set him up, and we're going to find our elder, see if we find him. And we'll bring him in, and he'll tell you all, we'll bring this broadcast. And on the international side, all the slots is filled, 195 international countries, 161792 is flashing. So we'll bring our elder in, he'll tell you all about this broadcast, and we'll get back on this special edition called Thursday Evening. So when you meet the elder with a loud voice, you say, Elder Mr. Tibbs, Yahweh beat you there, see you later.
And Yahweh bless you, see you as well, see you well. Hallelujah. Yahweh.
Well, the slots are spilled. 195 international countries in it. Got a lot of memos, 161792, so whatever Yahweh put on you to tell them, you on the clock, come on.
Once again, Yahweh, thank you for broadcast. And we have another people attending our broadcast. Members that this is always safe because more in a there's a lot of word out there. Everybody talking the version of the Bible. They're really proud about that they don't know. That's a pretty serious thing, especially when you involve your time with people like this. No, and look at Mark verses 16 through 19. Let's take a look at this. And verse 16, it says, and these are they which are sown on stony ground, who when they heard the word, immediately they receive it with gladness. 17, and those with no root in themselves, and so to endure for a time afterwards, when affliction or persecution arises for the word's sake, immediately they are offended. 18, and these are they which are sown among thorns, such as hear the word. You got a lot of brothers and sisters out there. They hear the word and they receive it and they add unto it with gladness all the time. But then you get those that don't understand it, which has a lot to do with the way that they're taught. They cast the same word behind their back. Look what it says in the book of Sirach, chapter 21, verse 15. If a skillful man or woman hears a wise word, he or she will commend it and add unto it. But soon as one of no understanding hears it, it displeases him or her, and they cast it behind his or her back. Well, we see this most of the time. People that want to tell you their own version of the Bible, even when they're sitting in class, oh, you know, precept means to obey. Never get the definition of what precept means, but they want to teach other people what they think it means, and that's a bad thing. Or either I read my favorite scriptures in the Bible, and I still can't figure out the things that I want to say. You know, these are things that trouble people that don't invest their time in the word of Yahuwah. They forgot about the protocol of the Bible, which is often mentioned. They forgot about a lot of different things, which you have to bring to their attention, remembering that that ancient way is very narrow, as it tells us in 2 Esther chapter 7, verse 7. 7 says, the entrance way, therefore, is narrow and set in a dangerous place to fall, like if there was fire on the right hand and deep water on the left. And we see many people get their self thrown in the fire and also getting into deep water. And we try to get them out. That's why we welcome and thank all of you for attending our live broadcasts. We're here to help. Help you learn the words of Yahuwah. That's why we welcome and thank all of you for attending our live broadcasts of Yahuwah's ministry to come see you live and open to you all's ways with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible. First and foremost, about Yahuwah's word, connecting the books, your health and foods that you should eat, and keeping the Sabbath days. We do all this because you have knocked. This is information that you came to seek. And now you don't have to look any further. You have found that in the voices of the true Israelites, tribe of Yadav. We're open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And the days that we're open is Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. No class on Tuesday unless we have a high day or a special event. But we do, mind you, have a Sabbath class. The top part of the Sabbath is Friday. Time started at 7:30 to 10:30. The bottom part of the Sabbath is Saturday. We have a temple class that starts at 12 p.m. and the online class starts at 2 to 5 until the temple members desire to leave. We also have a website address. To use this, open up any search engine on any one of your current smart devices. Right on the search line, enter www.tribeyhdh.com. And after click enter, just under Big Line, you will see some choices. One will be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. In the other device, you might see menu. But after clicking that, again, you'll see choices. Still choose tithes and offerings. In doing so, remember what it tells all of us who reads the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse 8. Verse 7 says, give unto the Yahuwah, you kindreds of the people. Give unto Yahuwah glory and strength. 8. Give unto the Yahuwah the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. I always remind everyone that when doing this, to remember that Yahuwah loves a cheerful giver. And also, donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated that you give according to the Bible scriptures written in the book of Leviticus, chapter 27, verse 30, and also the book of Hebrews, chapter 7, verse 8, and number 9. This is done to keep this ministry bringing you Thus Says Yahuwah alive. Also for building a school, which I see is very well needed for the number of people out there that get confused with black history, with Bible lessons. Wow, we really need that school. A banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of on this program. Hallelujah. Also, while there, another educational thing. Don't forget to check the calendar. The calendar will help keep you, your family, and friends in tune with the feast days that come to us throughout the year. Explained in biblical detail by scripture, what the feast days are, when they begin, and when they end. We also have a live program. It's the feature is only available during live broadcast time. Just enter three words, Yahweh Radio Live. And after you click enter, look for the voices of the true Israelites, tribe of Yadah, and click the red live button as soon as it appears. You'll be right into the live online broadcast. We're also using two email addresses for the listening members to use. The first is tribe. The spelling is tribeyhdh@gmail.com for writing your written opinions, questions of a biblical subject answered, or related topics. The other is yhdh@gmail.com, also for biblical subjects or related topics. We also have a few numbers you can righteously call with Yahweh in mind. The first is our live conference room number, which is 319-527-6065. The other number is 224-600-5579. This is our international number, where you can call and leave a message on scriptures that you have questions on, which can be answered by any one of the six anointed camps of Yahweh's ministry. Also, by calling this same number, you can order what we have known as our 12 programs via the 12 Tribes of Israel on DVD. Now, for those of you who have missed the beginning of our program today, you can always listen to it after 9:15 p.m., except Fridays. The program time will be repeated after 10:30. Once again, just enter three words, Yahweh Radio Live. And after you click enter, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yadah. Just choose the program that you were late logging into, or actually at that point, you can choose any particular day that you would like to listen. Now doing the normal Blog Talk broadcast, we're also simultaneously transmitting our program on Pal Talk. On Pal Talk, you'll find we'll be listed under ethnic group, African American. Just look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yadah. You'll find that this is where Yahweh's word is also working for your Bible education. Online there to answer any of the on-the-table topics we discussed will be Elder Mr. Tibbs, along with Seer Israel, writing as Shotgun. We'll be taking no comments off topic or any more than two text questions answered at a time. And if Broad Talk ends before teaching time, you'll find our teaching will continue on Pal Talk. But remember, when you're learning Yahweh's word and you're keeping the scriptures in mind, don't try to win the bump the gums contest, as you often hear us mentioning. What will happen? You will miss all of Yahweh's glory, which is said unto you. We are continually rehearsing the righteous act to learn the words of Yahweh, as it tells us in the book of John, chapter 14, verse 26. And 26 says, "But the Comforter, which is the righteous Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you." So we can continue to learn these things and learn what Yahweh has given us. Keep your Bibles open. I'm going to pass our program back to our seer Israel and say, Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah.
After that good doctor is gone, there'll never be another black Messiah unless we create him.
Down to the river Jordan, where John baptized three, where I walked the devil to hell, then John had baptized me. I said, roll, my soul I rise to the floor. Well, some say John is a baptism, some say John was a Jew. John was a preacher called my Bible says so too. I said, Rose Jordan, Rose Jordan, Rose, my soul arise in heaven, Lord, and we give him Jordan, hallelujah, Rose Jordan, Rose Jordan, Rose, my soul arise in heaven, Lord, and we give him Jordan.
Come in at the Sixth Anointed Campus of Voices of the True Israelite. That sound real good. But how is that supposed to happen? Huh? We're going back to the scriptures and see how that's supposed to happen. For the heads to roll over in the Middle East, how it's got to happen, and so you can get a nice, clear look on it, it's some things that got to be understood that you can read. So how are some heads going to roll in the Middle East? Unless some understanding is there. So we're going back to the scriptures and see if we take a little peep at that. Sometimes, sometimes you got to remember one thing. What it says, Brother Yahdai Israel in Malachi 3.15. What do Malachi 3.15 say? See, sometimes you bring the Walla Miller jokes, but the Walla Miller is what clear out your system for you up in business. Doc Cook, you use the Walla Miller for example. But the Bible used 3.15, for example. What does it say in Malachi 3.15?
Book of Malachi 3, verse number 15 reads. Malachi 3, verse number 15. And now we call the proud happy, yea. And they work wickedness are set up, yea. And they attempt Yahweh are even delivered.
You see that? He said, when you tempt, remember, the wicked is set up, Steve, right? The wicked is set up because what we didn't read, now we're going to read now, 45. I'm going to show you why the wicked is set up. Now we're going at Deuteronomy 28, verse 45 to 50. Let me show you why the wicked is set up. You think the wicked is just running roughshod? Do you know what's written? We read verse 15, and we read verse 25, as I recall. But now let's pick up at verse 45 to 50. Deuteronomy 28, 45 to 50. What does it say there, Brother Yahdai Israel?
Look at Deuteronomy 28, verse 45 to 50 reads. Look at Deuteronomy 28, verse 45. Moreover, all these curses shall come upon thee, shall pursue thee, overtake thee, and thou be destroyed. Because I hearken not unto the voice of Yahweh, to keep his Torah instructions, his statutes, which he commanded you. Verse 46, it shall be upon you for a sign and for a wonder, for your seed forever. Verse 47, because thou servest not Yahweh with joyfulness, with gladness of mind for the abundance of all things. Verse 48, therefore shall thou serve thine enemies, and Yahweh shall send against thee, and hunger, and thirst, and nakedness, and then one of all things. And he shall put a yoke of iron upon your neck until he have destroyed you. Verse 49. Yahweh shall bring a nation against thee from far, from the end of the earth, as swift as the eagle flies, a nation whose tongue you shall not understand. Verse 50. A nation of fierce countenance, who shall not regard the person of the old, nor show favor to the young.
Mm-hmm. And what signs will be on you in 64 and 65? And let's see what he got written. Now, you remember the song you just got to be playing, right? Let's see what we got here in verse number 64 and 65.
Look at Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 64. Verse 65 reads, verse 64, Yahweh shall scatter thee among all peoples, from the one end of the earth, even unto the other. Then thou shalt serve others, for Yahweh which neither thou nor thy father have known, even wood and stone. Verse 65, and among these nations shalt thou find no ease, neither shall the sole of thy foot have rest. But Yahweh shall give you there a trembling mind, fear in the light, sorrow of mind.
So you see, when you play that song, that all we do is look at the scriptures and see exactly what they're talking about. They're talking about the one that fit that seed right now out of the 18 nations. Who fit that? But then now you need to have some answers now, right? Okay, we're going back now, and we read that you got to set both. Let's run back to Luke chapter. And now we're going back to Luke chapter 1, verse 68 down to verse 72. He said you got to set both. If you want answers, you got to set both. You got to order water and say, okay, lead the wet in there. Because you come with the wet. You can't get the water without the wet. So you got to make a choice. Okay, good. When we precept that 18 verse 7, the wisdom of Solomon, we read it already. Now we're going to Luke chapter 1, 68 down to verse 72. Let's see what says here to the people. You on the clock, come on. Luke 1, 68 down to verse 72.
Book of Luke chapter 1, verse number 68 and 72 reads. Luke chapter 1, verse 68. Let's be Yahweh of Israel. For he hath visited and redeemed his people. Verse 69. And raised up a horn of salvation for us in the family of his servant David. Verse 7. As he spake by the mouth of his righteous seal, which have been since the world began. Verse 71. That we should be saved from our enemies and from the hand of all that hate us. Verse 72. To perform the mercy promised to our father, and to remember his righteous covenant.
Wait a minute. You said something. What got to be done, Brother Yahweh Israel, in the last verse? He said, none of this don't work unless something have to be what in that last verse?
To remember his righteous covenant.
So you see, Ray, it's not going to work until you remember the righteous covenant. And Ezekiel talked about some things that you got to remember. For you want some roll, jaw and roll. You want some of that, right? Your soul arrive in heaven and all that good stuff. So roll, jaw and roll. But you got to remember the righteous covenant. That means your remembrance got to kick back in. See, right? And Ezekiel 25. 12 down to verse 14. Do you know that this written in this book? That is written in the 25th chapter of Ezekiel, verse 12 through 14. This is based on some remembrance. What does it say that, Brother Yahweh Israel? Come on.
Book of Ezekiel chapter 25, verse number 12 through 14 reads. Ezekiel 25, verse number 12. The seed of Yahweh. Because that Esau and his five sons have dealt against the family of Yahweh Judah, have taken vengeance and have greatly offended and revenged himself upon them. Verse 13, for thus saith Yahweh, I will also stretch up my hand upon Esau and his five sons, who cut off men and beasts from it. And I will make it desolate from Teman, and they of the Dan shall fall by the sword. Verse 14, I will lay my vengeance upon Esau and his five sons by the hand of my people Israel. They shall do in Esau according to mine anger, according to my fury. They shall know my vengeance, saith Yahweh.
You hear that? You hear the man? Read verse 12 again. No, Brother Yahweh, you hear read 12, 13, and 14. Did you hear what the man? He told the seer. Remember, if tells you in Amos 3, verse 7, if you will know anything, the seer going to know it to pass down to the elder. So, did you hear what the man said? Look what he said here. And he tell you that he's not happy about this thing. He said he got some anger on him. Do you know what a no thing will make him angry? Hold up on. Let me show you something else to make him angry. Let me show you something here. If you fit this you know, that word right there, he don't use that word loosely. You know, something else will make him mad at you. Let's see, find out what will make him mad at you that we can read. Out of the heavenly tablet. It's on the Numbers chapter 12. Did you know this was in the book? And it's written in the book. I remember one of the bros from one of the six anointed camps said, you know, he said, well, you know, if they want to talk about taking their foot and they don't like the ceiling. I mean, they don't like us neither. That's what they're saying. So that's the kind of spirit we were talking about. But it got to be in you to have, you know, because all the big dignitaries saying, you know, see, you know, our foot look better if we look down and don't see nothing up to the knee, but our knee, but all the rest of it is in your back part. I said, well, why would you want to do that? That means if you shut us up, then you're not going to hear this word. Because we've been commissioned to get this word. You are not hear the word just to lose your foot to have a good sleep in those seals or back part. And that's how you roll. Now, how could that be Yahweh's spirit to tell you to kick your foot and lose it in the back part of the seal? Then we turn around and then we'll forget what was said to the seer and we're going about our never mind. And one of the brothers said, hey, when they talk like that against the seer, they really talking against us. Huh? See, that's the spirit we're talking about that lines up with the book. But you got to only have that spirit if you got the spirit of Yahweh. Now, case in point. We're going to Numbers chapter 12. Because see one thing about it. We're here to tell you what the book said. We never told you where we're going or where we've been. We tell you, the Conan Network, thus says Yahweh. This is to get you where you got to go. And that's the same thing by Nat Turner in last night lesson. He said, Nat Turner wanted about all about that shaking hands and kissing babies. He wasn't for none of all that. He wasn't for all that alcohol. He said he got himself right on the feast day. So did old seer do. He said, nah, tobacco, he ain't smoking tobacco no time. But the same token, because you can't read in the Bible, they've done none of that. Can't read in the Bible, you know, those out there in Jamaica. No, you can't read in the Bible that, you know, well, it's good. No, it wasn't for smoking Jamaica. It wasn't for smoking it. It was for eating it, not smoking it. Huh? So we can't read it where you smoke nothing. Can't read nothing. But you can read it after the Northern Kingdom got this way, but you can't read it out of the Bible. So that smoking is, no, you can't read that. Now, let's see what happens. Now we go on to the 12th chapter, and let's see what Yahweh did. We want to know Yahweh moves on you real quick. Verse 4. Then we'll skip down. We look at 12, verse 4. Then he's going to ask a question in verse number 8 and 9. Let's see what he says in Numbers chapter 12. And we're going to look right down at verse 4. See, Yahweh, he'll break in on him. And we'll skip down to verse 8 and 9. Listen to what he says here. Numbers. Chapter 12, verse 4, 8 and 9. Brother Yahweh Israel, come on.
Book of Numbers, chapter 12, verse number 4, verse number 8, verse number 9 reads. Numbers, chapter 12, verse 4. Yahweh spake suddenly unto Moses, and unto Aaron, and to Miriam. Come you three unto the temple, tabernacle of the congregation. They three came out. Verse number 8. With him will I speak mouth to mouth, even apparently and not in dark speeches. The magnitude of Yahweh shall he behold. Before then were you not afraid to speak, yes, my servant Moses. Verse number 9. The anger of Yahweh was kindled against them, and he departed.
And Yahweh don't change, see, right? And Yahweh don't change. So you got a lot of growling statements about the old seer, you know. But listen, you lose because you ain't got Yahweh on your side. You see what Yahweh, when you speak against his servant, you see, Yahweh is angry. He don't like that. He don't like that kind of conversation. No, that's right there. So you understand what I'm saying? So now go ahead and keep on and thinking everybody's the same. It's not the same, see, right? It's order about things. Once we learn this order about things, then you will understand you in the ballpark of Yahweh when you recognize order. Now we're coming back to where was that, Brother Yak? What were we all getting ready to read that, Brother Yak Dias, right?
Just read Numbers chapter 12.
Mm-hmm. But we precept this for what reason about Yahweh was angry about something. Now, how did we end up over here in verse 12? Well, where did we come from to get to this verse 12? We were somewhere. It escaped me now, Brother Yak Dias. What's the reason we swung down here anyway? You're on the clock, come on.
It was in Ezekiel 25:12-14.
Oh, yeah, okay. Let's go back there again and see what happened there. Let's go back there again. Thank you, Brother Yak. Let's find out. Let's read that again. Because, yeah, that's right. Excellent. Let's go back there again. And I like the spirit that Brother Yak died in. That's right. We were in there because he said he's going to have a people. You know, they were saying, roll, Jordan, roll. They soul will be all right. They spirit in them. Because in 12 verse 7, what goes back to, which is interchangeable, your soul and spirit is interchangeable word. Let's read that in Ecclesiastes 12 verse 7. See, Yahweh, he puts his hand on something. So this is what he was really saying, 12 verse 7 of Ecclesiastes. We come back to that 25:12-14 shortly. But I understand something. He's saying, this is what they really was saying in that song. Because Yahweh had his hand on that, and he placed that thing down into Nat Turner. Let's see what he said. Come on.
The book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 12, verse 7, read. Then shall the dust return to the earth as it was, and the spirit shall return to Yahweh, who gave it.
So you see, the spirit will return back to Yahweh. So that's how you have to recognize brothers. Sister through the spirit of Yahweh. See, you'll recognize them, and you say, you know who you remind me of? You know, and they probably say, you're the one around, they say, Nat Turner, you remind me of what old Samuel did with the king of Esau and his five sons, translated today, the white man and white woman, how he took that sword and took care of the white man and white woman real good. When Nat Turner took care of the white man and the white woman and the kids and then the assassinator came back and took care of little babies, and everybody said it was gruesome because the bottom line, it was gruesome to them that he did that because the baby ain't down under nobody. But we read in the 15th chapter, that's how Yahweh wrote. See? But tell me, is this gruesome? When you came over here in Shem's second part of the land, and they had, what you call wooden spears and bow and arrows, and you had the scattering gun that shoot 300 times a minute. Then the same thing happened to the Zulu that was descendants of, a Semitic tribe, threw it back there with that scattering gun, and you just crank that thing up and just let that thing go. Now, how gruesome was that? How gruesome was that scattering gun? And how gruesome is when you go and take them big planes and drop big bombs down on Kimoshiva and Nagasaki, and they thought that was the big man upstairs mad at them. How gruesome was that? Oh, that part, well, Joseph Tavis taught him how to read. No, he didn't taught him how to read. He taught him how to read English. Yeah, English. Then the book was in English. But the book, he told you, you're going to go to a place where you're not going to understand their tongue. So they're going to have to book him. Even no, you need to stop talking that talk about you was trained how to listen, that you know how to read and write. Who do you think built the pyramids? Huh? We knew the times. We knew Torah instruction. Did you know what it says in what we knew in 113, the book of Esther? What did it say with what we knew? It kind of read what we knew. Did you read any of the Bible? So you ain't learned nothing but a bastard language over here that you highly exalted. That's a bastard. It's the last language on the planet. And he told you already in Zechariah 3 verse 8, he said, I'm going to remove that bastard language from you and give you back the language that you had before you messed up on. So you worry about quoting the Greeks and how proper you sound. You better learn how to keep this covenant. That's what you better learn how to do, keep some covenant, not how you won't quote the Greeks. What are we reading, Brother Yadda Israel?
Book of Esther, chapter 1. Verse number 13. Look at Esther chapter 1. Verse number 13 reads. Esther chapter 1. Verse number 13. Then the king said to the wise men, which knew the time, so was the king's manner towards all that knew Torah instruction and judgment.
You see what time they knew? They knew the Torah instruction, see, right? They knew what was written in their native tongue called Semitic, first five books. So what, they have to have no schooling? This is a captivity thing you up under. This is a bastard language, and Zechariah is going to be changed when Yahweh comes. The first thing you're going to do is knock your bastard language right out your mouth. And you try to learn, listen. The tongue you got right now and the tongue that the Spanish they got is think that they nationality, that's a bastard tongue too. That come from the Spaniards. That's when you was taken back when they found you. When they found you. What you mean? Well, let's prove that. Yeah, let's run to the book in the book called, let me show you something there. Ronald Sanders. Okay. See, I'm gonna tell you something. We're the pastor to take care of this business. It's not by might. It is not by strength. It's going to be by his word. Okay. Let's find out what language what they were speaking that we can read. We go on to the book of The Lost Tribe of the Promised Land by Ronald Sanders. And look at page 364. And we'll pick it up at around about, let's walk into this thing. And let's find out what language what they speaking. Let's see what they're speaking, Spanish or English, that we can read. Yeah. Northern King. 164. Pick it around about waving. What it said, Brother Yahdai Israel, about waving? What they say?
Looking at the Lost Tribes in the Promised Land by Ronald Sanders. Page number 364, and it reads. Waving a banner high in the air, the Indian saluted. Guy soon was greeted by a puff of smoke from beyond the other bank of the river. In response to his signal, the two men waited. Eventually, a canoe appeared bearing three men and a woman. All of them saluted word Indians to the place where Francisco and Montezinas were standing at the water's edge. The woman got off and spoke to Francisco in a polluted word Indian tongue that Montezinas could not understand, although he could perceive that he was being identified in the conversation. She then turned to her male companion to explain the situation. Upon hearing her words, they rose, went over to Montezinas, and to his utter astonishment said, Shema Yashala Adana Elohuna Adana Ahud. Hear, O Israel, Yahweh, Yahweh is one Yahweh. They recited in the Shemitic, polluted word Hebrew tongue.
Keep going.
The fundamental credo of Judaism.
Right.
A brief conversation then ensued in their common ancestral father's tongue. According to Montezino, whose fluence in it is almost as perplexing to the reader of his narrative as is that of his three mysterious new companions. They told him that they were themselves of the tribe of Reuben, that their tribe of Judah lives on an island nearby.
Ain't that something? So you see that? So you see, they were speaking the Semitic tongue, and they identified themselves from the land of their forefathers, the tribe of Reuben. And he said, yeah, and you get in your canoe and go right across the water, you can run into Joseph. That's Ephraim and Manasseh, one you call Puerto Ricans and Mexicans. See that? So you see, Ray, you were speaking the Semitic tongue. So you get all puffed up because you can speak Spanish. That's a bastard tongue, too. That was imposed on you, too. Huh? Oh, I can speak Spanish. You proud of that? That lets you know you was part of the captivity, just like we was part of the one speaking English. So it's time out to understand something. Both of these is bastard language, Semitic. And then something was said about you by Francisco told Montezuma. Go down a little further there, Brother Yagbai Israel, when Francisco told Montezuma, Esau, that was converted. So Francisco looked him eyeball to eyeball and said, so I'm Jewish. Let's read what he said to him, and let's see, do scripture back it up. What did say? What did Francisco tell old converted Esau and his five sons? What did he say?
Page 364.
What did he say?
Mm-hmm. Explain.
Francisco told Montezuma, "Good, take your thing and go all the way down to the bottom, then use back up. Get right up under there where it says Francisco." What did he say there, Brother Yagdai Israel?
Francisco told Montezuma all he knew about these people from his own tradition. His forefathers blew the word ancestors to the eternal shame, and indeed made war on them and persecuted them. Only the sorcerers of his tribe had perceived that they were a special people and had given warning that they should be left alone. Yahuwah, these family of Israel is the true Yahuwah they had seen. And everything inscribed on their tablets is true. At the end of the day, they will be Yahuwah of all the nations of the earth. One nation will come bringing many things to this land. And after we have all been provided.
Right there. That's good, right there. So you see, he told him? He's going to tell you something, Montezuma, Mr. Esau and the five sons. He said, you better leave these people alone. Because it's a time appointed written that they're going to return back to the Yahuwah of Israel. And their position is to rule over all the countries. See, ain't nobody going to read that but bosses of the true Israelites. See, their position is to rule over everybody. And we can go to Revelation 21 and read that. But he's telling you right now, these people is to be left alone. Now, where you get that from? Now, why he making a foul statement like that? Now, we're going to run that down and see, what do that mean? So he had to be, he wasn't talking about emotion. Francisco knew to look on Esau and his five sons eyeball to eyeball and say, let me tell you something. If I were you, I'd leave these peoples alone. They is to be left alone. Why did he say that? Was he talking about emotion or did he know something? Let's run to Exodus 33. Let's see, can we read where he's coming from? Because see, I'm going to tell you something. When you come from the book, then stand on it. If you come from the book, stand on it. If you see what you're doing, the book support it, right on. But don't support it, stop doing it. 33:16, what it say in Exodus 33:16. Exodus 33, verse 16. Where you at there, brother Yahdai Israel?
Book of Exodus, chapter 33, verse 16 reads. Exodus 33, verse 16. When shall it be known here that I and your people have found mercy in your sight? Is it not in that thou goest with us? So shall we be separated, I and your people, from all the people that are upon the face of the earth.
You hear that man say? So it was prophesied. Moses looked, Yahweh the Son say, I and your people will be separated from all the peoples of the earth. And Yahweh did not tell him, okay, no, son, you're going to be a rainbow one day. You don't want to call the end from the beginning? No, no, no. No, 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 see, right? Children of Israel is a separate people from all the peoples of the world. See? There's a destiny raised. Let's precept that because the wisest man in the world had to kick in on that statement and see what he said. You know, we're going to see what he said. In the 8th chapter, 1 Kings, pick up verse 52 down to verse 56. We're going to let, you know what I'm saying? We're going to see what he said. Now, this man was granted to be the wisest man in the world. So if he got something to say, he was smarter than even Zora's kids. Huh? Well, ain't gonna read that in this lesson. But let's see what, let's see how this wisdom applied to his people by going to the 8th chapter and picking verse 52 down to verse 56. Let's see how would you apply to a people he's talking about. Pull that verse from where you just got through hearing and read from. Numbers, chapter 8, 52. Down to verse 56. What does it say there, brother Yahdai Israel? What I got delay on brother Yahdai Israel, WCC? What is it? I don't have no delay on brother Yahdai. Why he? Okay. Brother Yahdai Israel. WCC say, we going to mute Brother Yahdai Israel. Get like that, huh? Get like that. Detroit, Michigan. Campo, Detroit, Michigan. We're going to give you a chance to stammer for your books real quick there, Detroit, Michigan. Detroit, Michigan, we'll give you a chance to stumble for your books. And we're gonna see is you all eyes ready to go. Campo, Detroit, Michigan. Princess. Leora Israel. Yahweh bless you, that's
Yahweh bless you, Seer of Israel, see royal.
Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I need a couple of verses read there. Campo out of Detroit, Michigan. We know you always at the start line, ready to go in grand style. You ready to holler in that microphone. And what do it say is over here in the 8th chapter of 1 Kings, around about 52 down to verse 56? Can you help this old national audience to understand that Yahweh made a profound statement? He done said something. And we need to make sure we hear and clear about what he said in 1 Kings chapter 8, 52 down to verse 56. What did it say there? Campo, Detroit, Michigan. Princess Leora Israel. You on the clock. Come on.
Kings. Chapter 8. Verse 41.
We'll make it 52. Make it 5-2.
5-2.
You know, you heard that commercial about a Hawaiian punch Why don't you give yourself a quick Hawaiian punch and bring that verse on?
1 Kings 8, verse 52, that thy eyes may be open until the supplication of thy servant and unto the supplication of thy people Israel, to hearken unto them in all that they call for unto thee.
Mm-hmm. 53, down to verse 56.
Verse 53, for thou didst separate them from among all the people of the earth to be thy inheritance, as thou speakest by the hand of Moses, thy servant, when thou broughtest our fathers out of Mizraim, Egypt being polluted. O Yahweh. Verse 54, and it was in that, and it was so that when Solomon had made an end to praying all this prayer and supplication unto Yahweh, he arose from before the altar of Yahweh, from kneeling on his knees with his hands spread up to heaven. Verse 55, and he stood and blessed all the congregation of Israel with a loud voice, saying, 56, blessed be Yahweh that has given rest until his people Israel according to all that he promised. There has not failed one word of all his good promise, which he promised by the hand of Moses, his servant.
You see it? So you see the man is saying, see, that it starts where you got him right. That's where it is. He said, it's nothing he's going to say going to boomerang back to him. But the key to it is, see, well, you got to examine yourself. Is you got your Yahweh right? So if he came, you think he'll deliver you? He only going to deliver a covenant keeper. You can be Israel all you want, but are you a covenant keeper? That's the one going to be delivered. Let's get about two more in there, then we'll go grab the mother there. Prince of Leos. Let's get a couple more in there, because you sound like you're perked up over there right now. I think you about ready to holler in that microphone for a couple more verses. Now, so, in Deuteronomy, it may have a profound statement, and we need to hear this in Deuteronomy chapter 30. Look what he says in verse 15, 16, 19, and 20. So, he's talking all through the book. All these old good songs we sang and, you know, coded songs, it's because when Yahweh have told you exactly what's going to follow you, step by step, word for word, and all you got to do is examine yourself and see, are you a covenant keeper? Because if you're not a covenant keeper, you are out. Look what the man's saying over here in Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 15, 16, 19, and 20. What did it say there, princess? Leo or Israel, come on.
Deuteronomy 30, 15 and 16, 19 and 20. 15, see, I have set before thee this day life and good, death and evil, thing, in that I command thee this day to love Yahweh thy Yahweh, to walk in his ways, and to keep his commandments, and his statutes, and his judgments, that thou mayest live and multiply, and Yahweh thy Yahweh shall bless thee in the land whither thou goest to possess it. Verse 19. I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore choose life, that both thou and thy seed may live. Verse 20, that thou may love Yahweh thy Yahweh, and that thou mayest obey his voice, and that thou mayest cleave unto him. For he is thy life and the length of thy days, that thou mayest dwell in the land which Yahweh sware unto thy fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Israel, to give them.
You see that? That is what that's saying. So examine yourself. What part you been? Let's get one more to close thing. It's going to let it back up. When he pulled, that verse was pulled by his own writing in 11 chapter 26 through 30, 26 to 28, and the closing statement there, but stand by. Deuteronomy chapter 11, 26, down to verse 28. There, Princess Owl of Israel, come out of Cambodia, Detroit, Michigan. Give me a home run in 11 chapter verse 26 down to verse 28 of Deuteronomy. Come on.
Deuteronomy, chapter 11, verse 26 to 28. Behold, I set before you this day a blessing and a curse, verse 27. A blessing if you obey the commandments of Yahweh, your Yahweh, which I commanded you this day, verse 28. And a curse if you will not obey the commandments of Yahweh, your Yahweh. But turn aside out of the way which I commanded you this day to go after other Yahuwahs, which ye have not known.
He says up to you. If you're keeping the covenant, you're not up on the curse. If you're not keeping the covenant, you're up on the curse. It's up to you. End of the day. He said, I said before you, you choose it. You want to walk around with and live your life up on the curse? More power to you. If you don't want to be under curse, keep the covenant. It's as simple as that. Leora Israel, come out of camp 4. Close the statement. You on the clock, come on.
Hallelujah, qua. Hallelujah, qua. Hallelujah, qua.
That's camp 4 out of Detroit, Michigan. Now, we'll run back out here and get his closing thoughts, and we'll look for the mothers and bring the mothers in, and whatever time we got left. If some more verses involved, that'd be fine. But if it's not, you know one thing, see right. We own 6 nights a week. It's up to you, see right. If you look into the mirror and you see you stab the fist on the covenant, you're up on the curse. If you look in the mirror and see that you're keeping the covenant, you're not up on the curse. That's up to you. You heard what the man saying. I sit before you these days. It's your choice to be upon the curse or not upon the curse. It's up to you. We'll bring our elder in and get a closing statement on part 43, and then we'll look for the mothers, the best part of the broadcast, and we'll take them there. Elder, Mr. Tibbs, you're back on the clock. Come on. What you saying, WCC? See, we got to mute the elder because you have got too happy. We're going to mute him. Where's your radio station? You do what you want to do. So we go find the mothers, and we bring the mothers in because mothers always got something to tell you. So one thing about the mothers, they serious about what they're doing for Yahweh because they know one thing. They know about the 7-6. How's the man going to find you? Either man going to find you doing the covenant or he's not going to find you doing the covenant. I guarantee you if you found him not doing the covenant, the man going to burn you in the fire. That's up to you. Our job is to let you know when you stand before Yahweh, either you're a covenant keeper or you're not. When you meet the Moses out of Camp 1, we're going to look for Moses. He's going to get in that microphone and talk to this national audience. And tell them what Yahweh put up. You might even comment on what you heard. I don't know. But we're going to bring in, we're going to find out. It's the best part of the broadcast. When you meet the mothers out of Camp 1, Mother Z, tribe of Yahweh Judah. Yahweh bid you that seed right.
Yahweh bless and keep you, seed of Israel, of royal seed. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. Very well, one thing about it. You know one thing, the world looking there, Mother Z.
Well, listen, so what you got to tell this national audience here on the clock come out?
Well, yeah, I had something else planned, but it was about the Torah instructions. I'm just going to read some of it in Psalms 119. You know, Psalms 119, I'm going to talk to the national audience a little bit about the Torah instructions. And Psalms 119 and 127. In 127 it says, therefore I love the Torah instructions above gold, yea, above fine gold. In Psalms 119, 128, therefore I esteem all the precepts. See all things to be righteous, and I hate every false way. And the verse 129, the Torah instructions are wonderful, therefore do my soul keep them. And then I'm going to go to Psalms 19 and 10. Well, I'm going to start reading a little bit above Psalm 19 and 10. Just a minute. Psalms 19 and 7 down to, I don't know, verse 10 maybe. The law, Torah instruction of the Yahweh is perfect, covering the soul. The testimony, the covenant of the Yahweh is sure, making wise the simple. Verse 8, statutes of the Yahweh are righteous, rejoicing the heart. The Torah instruction of the Yahweh is true, enlighten the eyes. Verse 9, the fear of the Yahweh is clean, endure it forever. The judgment of the Yahweh are true and righteous together. Verse 10, more to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold. Sweet also than honey and the honeycomb. And I'm gonna stop right there. And I'm just reading some of the scriptures about the Torah instruction. And I just want to say to the national audience, we need to learn what it is that he told us to do, and we need to start doing it. And I would just like to say, hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
He said we need to be not only here, we need to be a doer. You know, I was, my mother looking at, was reading that. I was looking at this book that all the six anointed council will be having shortly. It's called by Bennett Jr. Before the Mayflower, a history of the Black Americans, published in 1962. And I was looking on page 171. I was looking at what was said in Ronald Sanders, but I was looking on page 171. And this was what he read on page 171. He says, the black Negro, polluted by the children of Israel, is destiny supremely. The Negroes, Cromwell says that the black African America, polluted by the children of Israel, are a supreme race in its destiny of being with the best quality of the races, will return back to their position on page 171. He said, do you know that they are destiny to turn back? How that's going to happen? How is they destiny to turn back to their position? You know how you return back to your position? Hearing the word of Yahuwah and being a doer of it. It's already written. We read it out of Ronald Sanders' book and out of this book right here that's printed in 1962 that all the 1600 camps will be having shortly. You are destined to return at the end back in your position. Destiny. What do you got written on page 171? You see, that's being ready. You going back to your position. So that's why we know what we're doing. Somebody got to activate for you to go back and peek. He said, well, you like it or not, you destiny to return back to once the way you were. But once the way you were was a covenant keeper. Once the way you were, you were oppressed. Once the way you was, you want a backbiter, a murderer, or a complainer. You didn't do that. Because you know Yahuwah was your, all them bad spirits you had on you, it's going to be gone, or you're going to burn you in the fire, but you definitely returned back to square one. That's big stuff. What page is it on? 171. No, we're reading from 171. When you meet the Moses out of Camp 1, with a loud voice you say, Mother E, tribe of Yahdah Judah, Yahuwah beat you that scene right.
Yahuwah bless you, see it, Israel. We'll see you all. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah, that mother. Now, I know you heard a lot, but like I said again, you can add on, or you can come away with the Almighty put on you. It's up to you. See, one thing about it, I know this is the best part of the broadcast, as far as I'm concerned. So what you want to tell this national audience, you on the clock, come on.
Okay, what I want to tell the national audience tonight is, well, it's talking about Israel. And I'm reading out of Jeremiah chapter 31. And I'm going to start reading at verse 1. At the same time, said the Yahuwah, will I be the Yahuwah of all the families of Israel, and they shall be my people. Thus said the Yahuwah, the people which were left of the sword found in the wilderness, even Israel, when I went to call them to rest, Yahweh had appeared of old unto me, saying, ye have I loved thee with an everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness have I drawn thee. Again, I will build thee, and thou shalt be built, O virgin Israel. Thus shall again be adored with thy tabernacle. And shall go forth in the dancing of them that made merry. Thus shall yet plant vineyards upon the mountains of Samaria, and the planter shall plant and shall eat them. Common things. Verse 6. There shall be a day that the watchman upon the Mount Ephraim, the 10 northern tribes, shall cry, arise, and let us go up to Yahdah Judah, unto the Yahuwah, our Yahuwah. For thus said the Yahuwah, sing with gladness for Israel, and shout among the chief of the nation. Publish ye, praise ye, and say, O Yahuwah, save thy people, the remnant of Israel. Verse 9. They shall come with weeping and with supplication. Will I lead them? I will cause them to walk by the rivers of water in a straight way, wherein they shall not stumble. For I am a father to Israel, and Ephraim is my firstborn. Hear the words of the Yahweh, O ye nation, and declare it in the island afar. Excuse me. Oh, and say, he that gathered Israel will gather him and keep him as the as a shepherd doeth his flock. For the Yahweh has redeemed Israel and ransomed him for the hand of him that was stronger than he. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes. That's Mother Eve. And the Bible says once you got three with the same mindset, that's very serious business. A very serious business. So we're going to see we have a third mother. One thing about the mother, let me tell you something. The mother's got the same spirit every time that I have known them. And that's the spirit of this book. See, Ray, you got to have a spirit of this book. I remember my brother used to come to class, and I said, he's come to help those seals get things going. I said, brother, what kind of spirit you got on you today? Well, see, I ain't got access among the mother. The mother's got the same spirit every time you see them. They all about doing one thing, getting in where they fit in at. And that's what's got to be, see, right? And we'll tell you more. We're going to look for Mother D.F. Israel, tribe of Yah God Judah. They're going to bring her in. And we know she listens real good. And she takes notes real good. So we're going to find out what she got to tell this master, or is he going to add on, or if she got something to say. That's the best part of broadcast, but I'm concerned. So, when you meet the mothers out of Camp 1, Mother D.F. Israel, tribe of Yah God Judah. Yahweh be to that scene, right?
Yahweh bless you, still Israel of Seroyal. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. Mother D.F. Israel. Well, you heard a lot on the broadcast, and everybody won't get to heaven, but nobody want to. You can't get there unless you keep the covenant. I mean, he going to come. Like you said, he going to come. But how is he going to find you? If you don't find your covenant keeper, the man going to wake you up and burn you in the fire. So you on the clock, take your time, and what you got to offer this national order, you on the clock, come on.
Well, I'm just going to read the Psalms
today.
Psalms 91. Psalms 91. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Verse 2. I will say of Yahweh, he is my refuge and my fortress, my Yahweh, in him will I trust. Verse 3. Surely he shall deliver you from the snares of the fowls and from the noisome pestilence. Verse 4. He shall cover you with his feathers, and under his wings shall thou trust. His truth shall be your shield and buckle. Verse, thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flies by day. Verse 6, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that waiteth at noonday. Verse 7, 1,000 shall fall at your side, and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come nigh you. Verse 8, only with thine eyes shall thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Verse 9, because thou hast made Yahweh, which is my refuge, even the Most High, your inhabitation. Verse 10, there shall no evil befall you, neither shall any plagues come nigh your dwelling. Verse 11, for he shall give his ministering spirits charge over you in all your ways. Verse 12, thou shalt bear you up in their hands, lest thou dish thy feet against a stone. Verse 13, thou shalt tread upon the lion and the adder, the young lion and the dragon shall thou trample under feet. Verse 14, because he has set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he has known my name. Verse 15, he shall call upon me, and I will answer him, or I will be with them in trouble. I will deliver them and honor them. 16, with long life will I satisfy them and show them my salvation. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. That's the most. See, you can't do that about you, right? You see, I'm going to tell you something. Yahweh told you in 19:24, it's not, he's going to tell you something. It's not how smart you are and all this. He said, but if you smart enough to do one thing, if you got the covenant, that is the game changer right there. He said, you have small understanding, but you recognize that you're supposed to have friends on and keeping that Sabbath day and the feast days. He said, guess what? You going in. And all the ones that are high education can find a $10, $15, $20. If I'm applying them in the just as quick as I can get my hand on. And the middle spirit said in 39 chapter, he said, look here, and we can't wait to take care of that business. Keep that in your mind. Well, we got a little time there to get a couple verses in there. Mother Eve might well get a couple verses in because he's saying some pretty good stuff now. So we got a little time to get some verses in. We might well come back to Deuteronomy chapter 31. Book 32. And let's see what he says that we need to know. And Deuteronomy chapter 32. Let's look at verses 26. And we'll take it down to verse number 30. This is what he says to a people when Moses was telling this to these people, his elders, telling them this. That we know what tribe we from. We know everything about ourselves. But Moses wasn't talking about the ones he was looking at that time. This is what he said to those of the offspring. And tell me something. Do this fit you today? Deuteronomy 32, 26 down to verse 30 and 37. What does it say? 32, 26, 30, and 37. That's my final verdict, Mother E. You on the clock. Come on.
Deuteronomy chapter 32. Verses 26 to 30 and 37.
Well, Deuteronomy 28, 37. Make that 28, 37. Yeah, it's verse 37, but in the 28th chapter, come on.
28. Let me get that down. He said 32.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, give me 32, 26 to 30, then just scroll on down to 28, verse 37. Yeah, that's
what we need. Wait. You want me to do Deuteronomy 28, 32 to...
Well, make it, I'll tell you what to do. I'll tell you what to do. Read 28, 37, then come on over to the 32nd chapter. Swing down to 28 and read 37, get warmed up right there. Let's get that out the way. Then we'll slide down to 32, 26 to 30.
Okay.
So the 28th.
Mm-hmm.
Book of Deuteronomy, chapter 28, verse 37.
Yes, ma'am. What that say? Yeah, what that say?
Okay. Deuteronomy, chapter 28, verse 37. Verse 37 reads, "And thou shalt become an astonishment and a proverb and a byword among all nations, whether the Yahweh shall lead thee."
But it's otherwise you're gonna be called African American Negro, you're gonna be called even more. They're gonna call you a more. They're gonna call you everything. You'll get a new name every 20 years or 10 years, you're gonna get a new name. That's what he's telling the people that at that time in the 1400s. He said, you know, your people are coming up in time to come, they're gonna be up on a new name. They gonna call themselves African American, Negro, colored, black, Jamaican. They gonna call themselves Puerto Ricans, Mexican. They gonna be all over the place in time to come. Now, 32, 26 down to verse 30. Deuteronomy, what it say?
Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 26 to 30.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 26. And I said, I would scatter them unto Comer. I will make the remembrance of them to cease from among men and women. Verse 27. Were it not that I feared the wrath of the enemy, that their adversaries should behave themselves strangely, and that they should say, our hand is high, and the Yahweh has not done all this. Verse 28. For they are a nation void of counsel, neither is there any understanding in them. Verse 29. Oh, that they were wise, that they understood this, that they would consider their latter end. Verse 30. How should one chase 1,000 and two put 10,000 to a flight, except their rock has followed them and the Yahweh shut them up?
He said, once upon a time ago, he can send one of you out and you can chase 1,000. Once upon a time ago, he sent two of you out and you chase 10,000. Now what happened now? Now one little Esau, white man, white woman, can walk in a crowd or where you stand at and you apart the ways like the sea of reef. And they can get on a stump and tell you, bend down if I can knock the taste out your mouth.
Why did that happen?
See, right.
How did that happen?
How this thing didn't turn upside down like that? Did you know you see what you used to do? You did. You can't do it no more. That's why you singing them songs. Quoted songs. Ask the commission to speak. Mother of Israel. Let's run over to 2nd Ezra. We're going to run to 2nd Ezra for a minute. I'm going to look at 2nd Ezra 5. There's a question on the table in 2nd Ezra chapter 5. Verse 32 and 35. There's a question is on the table. Let's see if we get a little answers about this right here. 2nd Ezra chapter 5, verse 32 and 35. Mother D.F. Israel, you on the clock, come up.
Uh-oh. Can you repeat that, Phil? I was looking at something.
2nd Ezra chapter 5, verse 32 and 35.
2nd Ezra chapter 5, verse 32 and 32 and 35 or 32?
Yes, ma'am. Yeah.
Okay.
32 and 35. Yeah, what does that
okay.
say?
Okay. 2 Ezra chapter 5, verse 32. And said unto me, hear me, and I will instruct you. Listen, hearken to the things that I say, and I shall tell you more. Verse 35. And he said unto me, thou cannot. And I said, wherefore, Yahweh, whereunto was I born then? Or why was not my mother's womb then my grave, that I might not have seen the travails of Israel and the worrisome toils of the stock of Israel?
Mm-hmm. So the question he gonna know, he said, where was I born in this time to see all this stuff? Like, thinking, look all the stuff we see going on. We see so much stuff going on. But, you know, why we? He said, well, I'll tell you what. He said, if you, you know, close the mouth, they have big ears and little mouth. Big ears and little mouth. He said, I'll tell you. See, understand something. If you saying this time right now, if you're seeing this time right now, you were born for this time right now.
Yeah.
So if you see what you're seeing right now, that means you were born for this time right now.
Mm-hmm.
You get that? You know, it's born to get that. See, how's this going on? That same thing, I tell you what, if you listen to me, I'll tell you, and I'll instruct you if you pay attention. Well, he's saying, let's go get out of the book of EZRA. See, what we don't understand, son, by you peeking out that curtain and you hearing and seeing from a distance, do you know if you in this timeline is for a reason to off a season? So you might just find your $10. But we're going to EZRA. And we'll take a little peep at something there, Mother P.F. Israel. You know, he said, why do I see this thing here? Why is I'm seeing all this thing going on? And he said, guess what? That's the EZRA. No, I'm sorry about that. Not no EZRA. Esther. Give me the book of Esther. Not no E. I don't need no E. I need E. H-S-T-E-R, that's what I need. Let's go to Esther. I'm in the wrong book now. Let me go to Esther. See, we'd be surprised if you're seeing the news and you're seeing things come across the news. Do you know that you was born for these days? And chapter 4 there, Mother, dear Israel. See, Esther, she had a maid herself to the big house. And she went out the curtain, you know, and skinning and grinning out the curtain. But then her father sent a message to her. And let's see what he say in 4 verse 12 down to verse 14. Let's see what he say. He sent a message to his daughter that was in the high rise. He said, take my daughter this message up there in the high rise and 4:12-14. What was said there, Mother D. F. Israel?
Pastor chapter 4, verses 12-14, verse 12. And they told to Mordecai Esther's words, verse 13. Then Mordecai commanded to answer Esther, think not with yourself that thou shalt escape in the king's house more than all Yahdai Judah. Verse 14, for if you altogether holdest your peace at time, then shall their enlargement and deliverance arise to Yahdai Judah from another place. but thou and your father's house shall be destroyed. And who knows whether thou art come to the kingdom for such a time as this?
You see? You see, what you're saying now, you're saying that's why in last night lesson, it's shown in that 4 verse 9, that we was made last to come back and correct your stand and get you in the proper mindset for the return of Yahuwah. It's about your mindset. You sit in this order to come to this broadcast all over the known world and here, the 6 anointed camps of bosses of the Jewish right. And you hear it, but you just a hearer of the word. You can hear this not only to be a hero, but to be a doer. But you don't know your purpose. And that's what he's telling Ezra. He's even going to know, well, why is I'm seeing all this right here? I'm seeing some things here. Just he said, it's not sitting right with me. He said, Ezra, you is the man of the hour for this time, Ezra. And it's for you to take care of this business. Because you see it. And that's the same thing we're telling you. You see it and hear it, but you are sitting on the sideline and drag your feet. That means you don't know your purpose. As long as you know your purpose, you know good for yourself and nobody else. Because you're always going to be confused. Because first of all, you don't know your purpose. But once you know your purpose, then we're going to work out. So if we'll get started out. We'll get started a little bit, Mother E and Mother D up Israel. We're going to get started in first Ezra, Mother E. We'll look at 24 down to verse 30, and Mother D up Israel, give me 30 to 40. We're going to see what he says here in first Ezra, chapter 1, verse 24 down to verse 30 by Mother E. And then Mother D up Israel have me 30 to 40 waiting on. First Ezra, chapter 1 through 24 through 29, and Mother's going to pick it up at D up Israel 30 to 40. So read down to verse 29. Listen. See, once you understand that you hear what we say, you were born to hear what we say, but you not, since you hear it, you were born to be a doer of what we say. That is Ezra, chapter 1, 24 to 29, Mother E, you on the clock, come out.
Ezra, chapter 1, verse 24 to 29. Verse 24. As far as the things that come to pass in his time, they were written in former signs concerning those that sinned and did against the Yahuwah above all people and kingdoms, and how they grieved him excellent, so that the word of the Yahuwah rose up against Israel. Verse 25. Now, after all these acts of Joshua come to pass, that Pharaoh, the king of the Egyptians, come to reign. To raise low at Columbus upon Ephraim, and Joshua went out against him. 26. But the king of Egypt, the house of Barnabas, sent to him, saying, what have I to do with thee, O king of Judah, the southern kingdom? verse 27. I am not sent out from Yahweh against thee, for my wall is upon and now the Yahweh is with me. Yea, the Yahweh is with me.
Well, hey, hold on a minute, Mother. What book are you reading out of?
I'm reading out of the apocalypse.
You read the book of Esther, chapter 1, verse 24 to 29.
Ezra?
Yeah, Ezra.
The first book of Ezra.
Yeah, the prophet book. Yeah, 124. Yeah, 124 down to 29. Because I'm reading back. I'm reading back. You on point? Okay, I'm on point. Come on. How you doing good, then? First Ezra. I tell you what. Hold that part. I think I did make something. We on point. Go ahead. I think you're right. I'm wrong. Go ahead. 124 to 29. What verse are you on right now?
I was reading 27. I'm gonna read 28.
Okay, good. I guess I got water in the moment. That's all. Go ahead.
The first book of Ezra, chapter 1, verse 28. Howbeit, Joshua did not turn back his chariot from him, but undertook to fight with him, not regarding the word of the seer Jeremiah, spoken by the mouth of Yahweh, verse 29. But I joined battle with him in the plain of Magdol, and the prince came against King Joshua.
Yeah, well, I tell you what, that's basically, you know, Fear, he kind of dropped the ball on that one. Because I just grabbed the book, I just ran back. That's our second book, 124 to 29. So,
second book.
Yeah. Pick up that second book. We still have time to get both of them in there. We'll make that second book of Ezra. 124 to 29. I know I'm going to be hearing something. So that's on those every now and then Osea get caught up. So that's second book. And pick up that verse off 24. Yeah, try that.
Second book of Ezra.
Mm-hmm.
That's the 24. Verses 24 to 29. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
The second book of Ezra, chapter 1, verse 24 to 29. Verse 24. What shall I do unto thee, O Israel? Thus shall thy Judah would not obey me. I will turn me to other nations, and unto those will I give my name, that they may know my statutes. Verse 25. Seeing you have forsaken me, I will forsake you also. When you desire me to be gracious unto you, I should have no mercy upon you. 26. Wheresoever ye shall call upon me, I willingly not hear you. for you have defiled your hands with blood, and you, your feet are swift to commit manslaughter.
Yeah.
Okay. 27. You have not, as it were, forsaken. You have not, as it were, forsaken me by your own selves, said the Yahweh.
Mm-hmm.
Thus said the Almighty Yahweh, have not prayed, have not prayed you as a father, his son as mother, here daughters and a nurse, he young day. Verse 29, that you would be my people and should be your Yahweh, that you would be
you ain't forsaking me. He said, you're forsaking yourself. When you walked away and draw back from the covenant, you forsaking yourself and your time gonna run out. That's what he's saying. Did you read verse 29?
That's what I was sitting reading. That's what I was reading.
I cut in there and got happy. What verse 29 say?
That you would be my people and should be your, that you would be my people and I should be your Yahweh, that you would be my children and I should be your father.
You say, if you're not going to keep the covenant, I will not be your Yahweh, it will not be your father. He says, it's up to you. He says, if you're keeping the covenant, I got you. If you don't keep it, I don't got you. It's simple as that. Come to keep it, he's your father. You're not keeping the covenant, he's not your father. Maldiv Israel, 30 down the verse, whatever he said, come on.
I don't know whatever he said. To 40.
Let's go to reading that first place.
Second Ezra, chapter 1.
Yeah, Second Ezra.
Second Ezra.
30 to 40. Second Ezra, 30. Yes, ma'am. 30 down to verse 40. Let's get this in.
Second Ezra, chapter 1, verses 30 to 40, verse 30. I gather you together as a hen gathers her chickens unto her wings. But now, what shall I do unto you? I will cast you out from my face. 31. When you offer unto me, I will turn my face from you. For your solemn feast days, your new moons, and your circumcision have I forsaken. 32. I sent unto you my servants, the seals, whom you have taken and slain and torn their bodies in pieces, whose blood I will require of your hands, says Yahweh. 33. Thus saith the Almighty Yahweh, your families is desolate. I will cast you out as the wind doeth stubble. 34. And your children shall not be fruitful, for they have despised my covenant and done the things that is evil before me. 35. Your families will I give to a people that shall come, which not having heard of me, yet shall believe me, to whom I have shown no signs, yet they shall do that I have commanded them. 36. They have seen no seers yet. They shall call their sins to remembrance and acknowledge them. 37. I take to witness the mercy of the peoples to come, whom little ones rejoice in gladness, and though they have not seen with bodily eyes, yet in spirit they believe the things that I say. 38. And now, brethren, behold, what honor and seeth the people that comes from the east. 39. Unto whom I will give four leaders, Abraham, Isaac, Israel, Hosea, Amos, and Michael, Joel, I don't know that word, Jonah, 40, oh my goodness, I know, but I don't know how to say it, Zechariah and Malachi, I guess, which is called also an angel of Yahuwah.
An angel only mean a messenger. An angel only mean a messenger of Yahuwah. So you see, all these people's got to be raised. They out of here right now. The spirit of these people is somewhere that got to be identified through the sixth anointed count. We don't know who is who, but we'll know who you are from pages book. He's saying everybody that you read, their spirit, he'll place it in somebody. Just like he placed the spirit of in that tunnel, the spirit of Samuel, to put that blade on everybody. Listen, you got to know who you are from the page of the book. You look at these people real carefully, and you see where you fit at, because Yahuwah did have placed the spirit back into somebody. But you want to recognize it through the page of the book. And they will be a covenant keeper.